One Big Proud Family, written by Luma Leo and read by Caver. This is a DC fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Dick Grayson / Wally West, Tim Drake / Connell Connor Kent, Stephanie Brown / Cassandra Cain, and Roy Harper / Jason Todd. The thing with Bruce is, you have to learn to read him. He's been working on his communication skills, sure, but he's still not terribly good at it, especially when the subject turns to anything that could even distantly be classified as emotional. His younger siblings may grumble and complain sometimes, but they can't even imagine what it was like for Dick to deal with Bruce, who was new to parenting, or indeed to dealing with anyone who didn't read him as perfectly as Alfred, or get fooled by the mask that was Brucey. Dick is glad it's somewhat easier for them now, hopes he had some small part in encouraging Bruce to be better, even while he is rather proud that he is one of the foremost experts in interpreting not only Batman's grunts, but also Bruce Wayne's awkward fatherly talks. Bruce has never said much about Dick's identity, about any facets of it, beyond making it clear he doesn't care, and then embarrassing him with some new variant of sex talks, as though in payback for making him think about feeling things. He has, however, made personally sure that WE is known for its inclusive policies and open support of its LGBT employees, and Dick knows for a fact he's the main source of funding for basically all of Gotham's LGBT-focused charities. Whenever reporters bring that up, Bruce simply claims it's basic decency, or drops some hints about his own past dalliances if they really start pushing. Has done so ever since Dick was the only child he had. Because Batman will not speak a word of himself that isn't dragged out with force, and Brucey will spin fanciful tales that don't come anywhere near the truth, simply to obfuscate the man underneath. But Bruce Wayne is the one who outed himself as bisexual on late-night talk shows at a time when that still made stocks take a dramatic dip, because he wants to build a world where his son doesn't have to be ashamed of being himself. Or his other son, or his third son, or his daughter, or any of the other children he's gathered around himself over the years. One of the things funded in large part by Bruce, either directly or through WE or the various charities he runs, is Gotham Pride. It has grown much larger since Dick was young, but he can never forget how loud and colorful and happy it seemed the first time years and years ago. How amazing it was to see people who were alive and happy and not ashamed and feel Bruce's warm hand on his shoulder. His attendance has varied in the years since, often depending on his current relationship with Bruce and how wrapped up in the cape business he's been, but he's always tried to make at least a brief appearance in his civvies or uniform or both. This year it's both, as it often has been. Daytime security isn't his concern, but they're going to be swinging by various evening parties to keep any malicious actors at bay, because bigots never take a day off, and Gotham has a bad habit of breeding particularly bizarre evildoers. During the day, he's Dick Grayson, though, and he has every intention of spending his day with noise and color and sparkle and people, including those closest to him. He suspects most of his siblings would have at least stopped by on their own or with friends anyway, but then Duke lets it slip that he's never been, and the whole thing turned into a family effort of introducing the newest member of the household to the joys of Pride. No doubt most of them will split off into their own groups soon enough, but Dick is going to make them at least arrive as a family. In Tim's words, if they're going to be making a PR splash by filling Pride with Waynes, they might as well make a big one. It's not like they could resist his invitation when Dick is the one who introduced most of them to the event, one way or another. He brought home a tiny rainbow flag for Jason when he was still too awkward about going himself, accompanied a young and nervous Tim who had never been allowed to even consider being proud of who he was, pinned colorful flowers to Cass's hair with promises of heading home immediately if the crowd got too much for her. Even Damien has accompanied him before, loudly claiming it's only because he wanted to make sure Dick didn't end up doing something foolish. But Dick saw how patiently his little brother sat still while getting little rainbow flags painted onto his cheeks and knows his presence is not as reluctant as he claims. Even then, he saw Damien eyeing the stalls selling a variety of colorful accessories and wondered if he'll find a flag for himself, too. There's very little awkwardness or reluctance now, even Duke looking more curious than hesitant as they're all taking roll call. Jason and Roy are trying to look mature in their matching t-shirts, proclaiming Dad number one and Dad number two, while Leanne is practically bouncing in place, ready to run off in her frankly adorable sparkly rainbow tutu. Tim has managed to find a t-shirt bearing the super logo in bisexual colors, the sight of which made Khan's cheeks dust in a light pink underneath his own rainbow shades. Cass has her arm hooked through Stephanie's, her nails carefully painted in the colors of the lesbian flag. She has painted the nails of everyone in their group who didn't run off fast enough, and Dick can only wonder how she managed to amass enough colors to accommodate any and all flag requests, in sparkly polish no less. Damien is not wearing any colors, but he has invited John along. The willingness to share the experience with his friend a greater statement than any amount of flags could ever be. The two are already murmuring to each other, no doubt ready to disappear into the crowd the moment they can, ready to enjoy the day without embarrassing older siblings watching their every move. Wally is grinning at him from the edge of their little group, decked out in rainbow booty shorts and a pink shirt with a flash lightning bolt on it, because his boyfriend is classy as fuck, and Dick can't help but grin just looking at him. Of course, Dick himself is the flashiest of them all, wearing a trans flag as a cape and dressed in clothes in shades of pink, yellow, and blue, so bright they remind him of his circus days. Jason likes to tease him that he identifies as pan rather than bi simply because of the brighter colors, and for all that Dick insists that it's not the only reason, he has to admit it's a nice bonus. So, before I let you all run off, let's check a few things. Dick ignores their impatient groans. He is the oldest sibling. It's literally his duty. He even promised Bruce to do his best to look after them, for all that they both know it's a losing battle. Everyone have their phones, water bottles, sunscreen, spending money. He receives nods from everyone, though Jason only gives him one after Dick gives him an unimpressed look. I literally have a 4-year-old Dicky, he groans at that. And Dick doesn't miss the soft look in Roy's eyes as Jason claims Leanne as his as easily as he breathes. I have all that, plus Band-Aid snacks, a handful of toys, chargers for our phones, and tissues. You don't out-prepare a parent. Fair enough. Still, I wanted to check. Dick mimes, wiping away a tear. My little wing is growing up so fast. Nah, you're just old and salty. Jason huffs, drawing a giggle from Leanne. Now can we go, or are you going to give a motivational speech or something? I think we're all sufficiently motivated. Just don't get in trouble, and call back up if you do. He gives them a sharper gaze, just for a second. This might not be the back alleys of Gotham, but running into villains is still very much a possibility. Oh, and as a heads up, Harley and Pam were also planning to attend, so just don't freak out if you run into them. They won't cause a scene if you don't. He receives another series of nods, with Duke leaning in closer to Tim, no doubt asking who Dick's referring to, judging by the way his eyes widen at the answer. That's fine. Better he's surprised now than if he runs into them at the event. Great. In that case, I'll see you all here at the agreed time. If you don't show up, you'll have to get your own ride home. They manage to stick together long enough to get caught by at least a few photographers, after which Dick stops keeping tabs, happy to let them all find their own fun. He was prepared to play a tour guide for Duke, but he seems to have been dragged off by Tim and Khan, and honestly, they're probably going to be better company anyway. Dick himself is planning on being very mushy with Wally, always eager to be one of the happy adult gay couples who helped Tiny Dick at his very first pride, believe that one day he might be happy like that, too. Looks like it's just you and me, handsome. Wally grins, his arm resting comfortably at Dick's waist. You have any particular plans, or should we just enjoy the atmosphere for now? Going with the vibe sounds very much like the two of us. Which doesn't mean he has no plans, of course, but those are best left to the right moment, too. The ring, safely tucked away in a zip pocket on the inside of his violently colored vest, is not going anywhere. The end.